Mem Aleph, Amud Beis, towards the bottom, about seven lines up from where the lines get wide. So the Gemara says, Lama Lila Meimar Shalakha Ba'Aleph Zuz. Why in this whole story do you have to tell us that he bought the Lulav for 1,000 Zuzim? What's that? What significance is the price? In order to teach you how precious mitzvos were to them, and who's willing to spend such a fortune to have a beautiful Dalad Minim. The son of Amemar once told Ravashi that his father, Amemar, he used to daven while he was holding his Arba Minim. Obviously, not the parts that we hold them for, but he would hold them for the entire davening. That's how much he loved the Arba Minim. He couldn't put them down. A person should not be holding his tefillin in his hand or a sefer Torah in his arms. We spalel and daven like that. That's one halacha here. And the next one is v'layastin bohen mayim. And a person shouldn't be urinating while he's holding his tefillin in his hand or a sefer Torah in his arms. V'layishon bohem. Also, he shouldn't be going to sleep with his tefillin in his hand or a sefer Torah in his arms. It's a separate issue about sleeping with tefillin on his head. V'layishon eskev v'layishon esaroi. Not a permanent sleep and not even a nap. V'omer Shmuel and Shmuel ad sakin ukara kikar umois. Same thing applies for a knife in the hands or some sort of bowl that could fall onto the floor and break. Kikar, a loaf of bread, where it falls, it would get ruined, get dirty, almost, and money. Ra'elu kayotze bahan, all of those are similar. Take a look at Rashi. Rashi writes, let's go back a little bit to a Amemar. Have a maslibe, he would daven with it. Kishayim espalel, ha'elu love abiyadai. He loved it so much, and davened with it. So the question on him was, what do you mean? But it says in the Brayse, lo yechazaram v'chalid, I'm not allowed to hold things when you daven. Mipnei, says Rashi, mipnei shetaradu b'machshavdoi. He's troubled in his mind. Sholo yiplu, because he's afraid they're going to fall. So he's focused on the things that he's holding, and it's distracting him. It's taking away from his kavana. V'yizbazu, and they'll become disgraced. So his mind isn't settled in his davening because he's constantly thinking about these other items that are in his hand. A person shouldn't sleep at all with them. He's talking about a case where he's holding them in his hands, not a case where he's wearing them. And then Shmuel added, what about a sakin, a knife? So that's not exactly the same thing. Here the issue is misyare shemi yipol v'yitko lebaragloi. His baby drops it and he's going to stab himself on the toes. Mikara, maleya, we're talking about not a dish that's going to smash, says Rashi. We're talking about a full bowl that's filled with all kinds of things and they're going to fall. Most, and what about the money? Shlei spazer, because he's afraid they're going to fall. The coins are going to fall and get lost. Kikar, she'im yipol yenimas. If it falls on the floor, it's going to become ruined. It's going to get dirty. And then no one's going to want to eat it. So in all of these cases, it's a distraction. All of these things are taking away from a person's kavana, albeit for different reasons. Maybe it's because he's afraid they're going to get damaged. Maybe because they're going to, whatever, something's going to happen to these things. So he has to keep an eye on them, at least he has to keep his mind on them to a certain degree. And that's going to take away from his kavana. So how could it be that a Maimar, how could it be that he used to daven with his Arba Minim? It should take away from his kavana. Your answers. Hasam lav mitzvah ninu ditarid behu. In all of those cases, holding on to them is not a mitzvah. And therefore, they are troubled, they are bothered in their minds by them. Hacha, but in our case, so the Arba Minim, mitzvah ninu, it is a mitzvah v'loy tarid behu. And therefore, he's not bothered by them. So the question is, what does that mean? Take a look at Rashi. Lav mitzvah ninu, loy chasan, holding them is not a mitzvah. Having all of the masa, and therefore it's like a burden. So he's troubled when he's carrying them. And so it weighs upon him, both physically in carrying them, their load, and also their shmira. Okay. When it comes to the arba minim, taking it, holding it as a mitzvah. Because he's so excited, it's so precious to him, Holding on to it and guarding it is not heavy, not weighing on his mind, but l'tarid is not a burden. So according to Rashi, it sounds like it's a question of whether he wants to be holding it or doesn't want to be holding it. If the person does not want to be holding it, it's a burden that he's carrying it, but he's stuck, so that's taking away from his kavana. But anything which a person seems to be happy to be doing, is excited to be doing it, chaviva mitzvah, love, so that's not called a burden, and therefore he's not going to be thinking about it. You get the impression from Rashi, like it's a question of dropping it. That if a person is holding on to something that he's afraid he's going to drop, so he doesn't really want to be holding it, but he's stuck because if he doesn't, it's gonna fall on the floor. So it's a burden on him to have to be keeping track of it. But if a person's so excited to be holding it, so then he's not afraid he's going to drop it because he's so excited to be holding it. In other words, one might have suggested a different pshat, that maybe the pshat is that it's a mitzvah, and so since he's doing a mitzvah, maybe it becomes integrated into the davening, maybe somehow that enhances his davening. It doesn't seem to be what Rashi's reflecting. Rashi seems to be reflecting a psychological mindset, that when a person's stuck holding something, it takes away from his kavana. But when a person's not stuck holding it, it's something that he's excited to have, so therefore it's not a burden in his mind. It doesn't weigh on him that he has to be responsible for it, to keep an eye on it, and therefore it's not a distraction to him, and we are not concerned that it's going to take away from his kavana. In other words, it's all really a question, seemingly, according to Rashi, about whether or not he's going to drop it. In a case where it's exciting to be holding it, he's not going to drop it. Since he's not going to drop it, then it's not an issue. Tanya, we learn in a braisa something similar. Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok Omer kach, hayamin hagen shel anshei Yerushalayim. This used to be the minig of those who are called the Anshei Yerushalayim, who used to live in Yerushalayim. Adam yetzim beisav lulav v'yadar. When a person leave his house in the morning, he would have his lulav in his hands. Hailech l'beisav kenesses. When he's going to shul to daven lulav v'yadar, he still has his lulav in his hands. So he's not just walking out of his house with it, he's carrying it with a pride all the way to shul. Kari kriya shema umispalo. When he was davening Shema and davening Shemana Esrei, right? Kriya Shema is one thing. Mispalo refers specifically to Shemana Esrei. So then again, Anshei Yerushalayim, lulav v'yadar, they would hold their lulav. So Meimar wasn't the only one. Kari b'tera, v'noisis kappa. If a person had responsibility vis-a-vis Kriya Satara, whether he's the Balkari or he's doing something else, or noisis kappa, but literally he lifts his hands, meaning his palms. He is a kayin, he's going to duchim. Menicha gavai karka. Then he would put it on the ground. What does it mean? He put it on the ground. So meaning he put it straight up, leaning up, so that it would be out of the way. But he wasn't putting it away because he's going to be able to come back to it as soon as he was done. So he just kind of put it off to the side. If a person went to do bikur cholim, well, what's bikur cholim? Bikur means levaker. It comes from the word boker, when things are very clear. Levaker cholim doesn't mean to visit the sick. It means to check out the needs of the sick, and to comfort the mourners. So if he goes to do that, he's going to do Bikur Cholim, he's going to go to the hospitals, he's going to be Menachem Avel. The Lulav HaBayada, he went with his lulav in his hands. Nichnas HaBeis HaMedrash, but when he went into the Beis Medrash, Nishtage Lulav HaBayad Benoi, HaBayad Avdoi, HaBayad Shluchoi, then he would send his lulav in the hands of his son, or his slave, or some other shaliach, to take his lulav home. Why did he have to take his lulav home? So Rashi writes, Nichnas HaBeis HaMedrash Tarid B'Shemaita. He's going to be certainly bothered, troubled. His mind is going to be full with what he's going to be learning. V'Yibam Yadav, and it would fall out of his hands. So he doesn't have a choice. He's going to be learning. He's going to be so focused on the learning that it may fall out of his hands. Even though it's a mitzvah, and even though it's a chaviv to him, like we said a minute ago, nonetheless, a person's supposed to be so involved in the learning that it really is a good chance it will fall out of his hands, and therefore he sends it home. Wait a minute. Send it home. Why did he just put it on the karka, like in the case of the kohen? Leave it on the karka, and then we'll be able to walk home with it. So what's the answer? The answer is, this is why you can't learn with your cell phone on. Because as long as it's in the room, it's still in his mind, and it's still a distraction. And therefore, when he goes into the Beis Medrash, the lulav has to go home. Maika Mashmalan, what are you coming to teach us with this brayso? L'diach kama hariyu is a reason b'mitzvahs. It comes to teach you how enthusiastic Anshei Yerushalayim were about their mitzvahs, and that is something we should all emulate and live up to.